You're listening to Daily Dispatch by Your Story, a show that tells you about all things making news in the startup, tech, and digital ecosystem. In this episode, we catch up with Sukanthana Das, CEO of Firefox Bikes.
Well, hello and a very warm welcome to Daily Dispatch, a show that gives you all the latest news and updates from the digital ecosystem. I'm Priya Sheth, thank you very much for logging in. Time now to get you all the top news stories that we've been tracking for you this evening. First up, gaming and sports media platform Nazara Technologies has marked its debut on the Indian public markets NSE as well as BSE with a bumper opening. The company's shares were listed at an 81% premium over the issue price. With this listing, Nazara Technologies' key investor Rakesh Jhunjhunwala's 10.82% stake holding is worth about 656 crore rupees at listing. He had invested about 180 crore rupees in the gaming firm in 2008. Well, moving on to the second headline of the day, EdTech unicorn Byju's has raised about $460 million as part of its ongoing Series F funding round led by MC Global EdTech Investment Holdings at a valuation north of $13 billion. Now, this is the first fundraise for Byju's this year as it raised over $1 billion in 2020. Well, reports suggest that a consortium of private equity investors, TPG, Chris Capital and PremG Invest, have invested around $315 million in First Cry. This will value the omni-channel children's retailer at around $1.9 to $2.1 billion. But the company is likely to target a public market listing in 18 to 24 months, and the deal involves a $300 million secondary transaction. Well, moving on to the final headline of the day, tech-based startup Dalchini is planning an aggressive geographical expansion. The company aims to install 2,000 plus vending machines across 20 cities in the financial year 2021-2022. Key areas of expansion will include Delhi, NCR, Mumbai, Pune, Goa, Chandigarh, as well as Mohali. Now, Dalchini currently has about 400 vending machines for homemade food.
Well, moving on to our second segment, I have with me somebody who has really taken fitness to the next level with Firefox Cycles. I have with me Sukanthana Das, the CEO of Firefox Cycles. Thank you very much for being a part of Daily Dispatch. I want to begin by asking you, the last couple of months have been transformational for the cycling industry. At Firefox Cycles, what has been your experience in terms of the kind of growth that you've seen over the last couple of months?
Yeah, I think you've just got it right that bicycles have become a more means of transformation from a means of transportation in the last few months. I think the entire world and also India have seen a complete change in the adoption of bicycle as a way of staying fit, as a means of maintaining social distance, and also for short commutes, because everybody seems to have become more environmentally conscious and they want to do their bit. So Firefox has been leading this particular transformation in India. I think we've seen a phenomenal amount of adoption of this category. Mostly new users have come in. And business-wise, I think we have seen almost 2.5x growth as far as our monthly revenue rate is concerned in the last year.
What kind of cycles are people opting for at this point in time? Are you looking at more demand for hybrid bikes out there, or is it the regular cycles that are seeing more takers? Give us some sense or some color as to what is really shaping up in the whole bicycle market.
Sure, Priya. So bicycles, you again got it right. So you have in the premium bicycle category, you have the mountain terrain bikes, which essentially have slightly fatter, thicker tires with which you can go off-roading. So these are equivalent of an SUV in the four-wheeler segment. And then you have these quick, lightweight hybrid bikes, which are excellent for city riding on tarmac roads. And they can do a little bit of off-roading. So these have been most popular, the mountain terrain bikes and the city bikes. But now we are also seeing a demand in terms of the road bikes, which are essentially the drop handlebar bikes, which we also offer. I think by and large, there has been a growth in all the categories because all kinds of customers have come in. And we've also been up to the task. We launched about 25 new models in the last whole year. Also, there has been a demand for colors which are more subtle, I think, with the premium customers coming into the market. So it's been a learning phase for us. in terms of color, design, as well as we brought in new technology. So last year we brought in a bike called Avatar, which essentially is runs on automatic gear shifting mode. It's got a hub called Envilio Hub, which replaces the manual gear system with an automatic gear hub. So a lot of interesting stuff happened last year, and we've seen adoption of all of this.
So, you know, as we move forward, I know that you have been seeing so many trends leading to the fact that people are, you know, going to go out there and buy more bicycles as we speak. Do you think that the industry is at an inflection point, and going forward in 2021, what is your strategy out there?
Absolutely. The industry has never seen this kind of a event. So it's a black swan moment for the industry. You're right, it's an inflection point. I think the bicycle market or business has been a very stable business or a stable category with a growth rate of about 4-5%. And then there are years wherein probably the government is not invested in terms of purchases for bicycles. The industry flattens out at a point in time. But last year has been absolutely phenomenal. So the premium bike business, which I represent, which is essentially bikes greater than 10,000 rupee MRP. This particular segment would have seen a demand surge of about 6x. However, the industry would have only been able to supply about 2x as far as the growth is concerned, because nobody was capacitated or dimensioned to be able to cater to this huge demand. So there would be demand which is going to keep picking up, or there's latent demand which is still there in the market. People who have not been able to buy bikes, and I am sure that this demand surge is going to remain up there in the market for the next 2 years at least. So as far as we are concerned, we are looking at doubling our turnover next year and trying and doing the same the year after this as well. So we're pretty bullish about the growth story as far as Firefox is concerned. And we're also pretty bullish about the category expanding in the next 2 years to come as well. But this will certainly need a lot of input from the government also in terms of creating infrastructure and an environment where people can ride safely.
Right. You know, in 2015, Hero acquired Firefox Cycles. And, you know, since then, we've been seeing the kind of investment that's been going into Firefox. So for this year, is there some amount that has been, charted out, considering that you have a very, cash-rich parent company out there?
Absolutely, Priya. So the biggest investment which is happening is in the form of the plant which is coming up in near Ludhiana. It's the Hero Industrial Park. So Mr. Munjal has already invested in that plant and work is in full flow. Probably we'll have production starting there. Now this plant is going to manufacture for the entire Hero group as well as for others across the world. Firefox will also get manufactured here from this particular plant. And this is going to be a state-of-the-art plant. So there'll be huge capacity to be able to cater to the growth aspirations that Firefox has. I think that's the biggest investment which is there. We are also ramping up our marketing efforts. So there are spends which are there, which are planned for the next year. You'll see more of us on marketing front. And we're looking to kind of drive the growth in the category. So we're not limiting ourselves to only selling bicycles, great quality bicycles, which we do, but we are going to look to give people an opportunity, or fans and owners an opportunity to go out and ride. So we did a virtual riding event called Firestorm in roundabout December and January. This was a big hit. We had about 2,500 serious participants from across the country who participated in this virtual event, which ran for about 45 days. We are looking to kind of amplify this event in the coming year. We are also going to be seen on the MTB Himalayas, which is more niche, but for serious riders. So a lot of, I would say, event-based and activity-based campaigns, which you will see from us.
As we speak, you've also been looking at perhaps, expanding the kind of target audience out there. You've opened experience centers. I was recently looking at some reports which suggested that Firefox will now be opening up more experience centers across the country. So what's been planned in terms of experience centers? And in terms of the strategy for sale, are you looking at more of an omni-channel strategy, or will you be looking more at, an e-commerce-led model?
Priya, we are an omni-channel brand. Okay, so almost 85% of our business is offline, which we call offline, that is a dealer model, dealer distributor model, and 15% of our business comes in from online sales. The key reason for us being an offline business is because at the end of the day, bicycles need to be assembled. So these come in secondary boxes, which are about 85% assembled, but you need to tune the gears, and hence a service mechanism is needed. And that's the reason you will have a dealer distributor based model, which is there. However, we are ramping up our online presence. Our D2C inputs are going to only become stronger. There is, we're adopting Salesforce as our e-com platform. That's a big investment is happening in the coming year. We've already signed them off. So our website is going to build on the Salesforce platform. We're also going to have a new CRM coming in, plus a lot of digitization activity, digital transformation activity, which is going to happen at Firefox. And so you will see our D2C only becoming stronger going forward.
You know, as you speak, going forward, you said that you're looking at doubling your turnover. So in terms of profitability and absolute numbers in terms of turnover, can you give us some indication, please?
So as I said, we are very strong results for this year. We are a privately held company. We have very strong results in terms of our EBITDA also. I think our EBITDA has grown by about 150x this year. And as I said, our growth turnovers that we have planned is only going to double for the next couple of years.
And any absolute numbers that you can share with us?
Absolute number-wise, we would be about at an average revenue rate of about 200 crores right now.
You know, in terms of competition, I wanted to understand, what is your view on the overall market? Do you think prices will come down? How do you think pricing will move for bikes going forward?
So, Priya, I think pricing is pretty dependent upon the kind of component supplies that we have got. I think there is a lot of effort in terms of ensuring that the supply chain of components is streamlined. The last whole year, the whole industry has suffered because of non-availability of key components. I think prices going to remain stable, but there could be cases wherein certain component prices may go up. We will look to kind of give an honest and an affordable price to the customer at all points in time. But it is something, the situation is pretty dynamic as far as the pricing is concerned, primarily led by the availability of components.
All right. On that note, we wish you all the very best for your road ahead, and we'll be tracking all the expansion and the new models that you bring to the market. Many thanks for being a part of the Daily Dispatch. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much, Priya.
Well, time now to say goodbye. Many thanks for joining us on this edition of the Daily Dispatch. I'll see you tomorrow at 5 p.m. Goodbye and stay safe.
Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Just look for Your Story or log in to yourstory.com. Thanks for listening to Daily Dispatch by Your Story.